Fred Film Radio, when East meets West, Trieste, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm at the When East Meets West, the co-production market, and today I'm in company of Doreen Bonekamp, CEO of the Netherlands Film Fund. Hello, Doreen, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
So, how is Trieste treating you so far?
Actually, it's really a marvelous gathering of film industry professionals, and what especially nice is that it is a small gathering. Like, you always have these huge co-production markets during the big festivals in Berlin and Cannes, etc. But here there is a very high level of professionals, and we have time to speak to each other. So far it's really great.
And so I guess that it's your first time here.
Yes, it is, because there is a special focus on the Benelux, and that's why we came over with a big bunch of people from the Netherlands and from Belgium and from Luxembourg to mingle up with the producers and filmmakers from Italy, from the region, and from the eastern part of Europe.
You just participated in a panel called Co-Production Opportunities of Benelux, and with your colleagues from Luxembourg and Belgium. And you talked about, obviously, conditions and benefits about co-producing with the Netherlands. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. When you want to co-produce with the Netherlands, you have to team up with a Dutch producer, because the Dutch producer has to hand in the application at the fund. And then our conditions actually are quite simple. We ask for a really natural co-production, which means that there have to be both creative and technical elements involved. So it shouldn't be only focusing on a financial co-production. So, because we really want to have the international cooperation to have an impact on our industry as well. We don't ask much spending obligations, so it's just the same amount of money that we give to the production as a fund has to be spent on goods and services in the Netherlands. So actually we have a quite open scheme. We also co-produce a lot with different countries, and we really follow the choice of the co-production partners which fit the best for the projects.
And what, if I can ask, what are the co-production, the films resulted from co-productions that you are most attached to or most proud of?
Well, that's a difficult question, because we actually did a lot. Well, one of the majority ones, which was made by a Dutch producer, but it was a co-production with, for example, Denmark and Belgium. That was the film Borgman from Alex van Warmerdam, which was in competition last year. So, of course, are extremely proud of that. And I think a lot of people in the international field know the Dutch film industry when it comes down to feature films for its children and youth film. And also on the upcoming festival of Berlin, again, five feature films for children and youth are selected in the festival program. So there is a lot to be seen from the kind of films that we make, and there also will be, actually there have been selected a number of minority co-productions where we were involved in. What we do, for example, do as well, attached to the Film Festival of Rotterdam, there is the Hubert Bals Fund, which is focusing on developing countries, and they give development money, and for four projects a year, together we make a selection. We, as the National Film Fund, hand in also production funding for their films to be realized. So we'll be scattered all over the world.
And plus, I read that you give support to the international distribution of a Dutch film in two countries, maximum two countries. Is that right?
Yes. Well, you can go everywhere, of course, but the amount is limited. So we give 10,000 euros per country where your film gets a theatrical release. And on top of that, you can also have dubbing support, because a number of countries still ask for a dub version of the film. We are not used to that in the Netherlands at all. We just read the subtitles. So we
Italy
always,
especially.
Yes. Yeah. And but for, of course, for our films to get outside the Netherlands to be seen in cinemas, we need to offer that kind of support, because otherwise it's too expensive to do. But on the other hand, for minority co-productions, for example, where the Netherlands is the minority co-production partner, we also give distribution support for that film to be screened in Dutch cinema. So it's an extra help. It's not only production funding, but also distribution funding.
And what about the promotion of Dutch films in markets and festivals? What are your main activities?
Why we actually invest into promotion, and not only the promotion of the films that have been made, but also new projects to put them under the attention, is that we are a very small country. And in a small country, a film industry can only exist through international collaboration. So that's actually also the need that we really have to draw the attention to the Netherlands by investing in promotion. When it comes down to the promotion of films that have already been made at festivals, that is a task that is carried out by Eye International, the Film Institute. But with the fund, we very closely, of course, have to cooperate together, because we are actually in the whole funding and production size. When it comes down to the projects that are presented at markets or at festivals, it's us. So that's why you always see the two institutions, one hand the Film Institute and Eye International, and on the other hand the Netherlands Film Fund being present at the big festivals.
Here during the co-production at the panel, you also talked about the selection process. So who decides what are the projects that are being selected to be co-produced?
Yes. When it's for applications for minority co-productions, we ask the main producer. He already has to bring 50% of the amount of the film that he is going to finance. That should be there. It should be already attached. And then what we ask is that the share of the Dutch share in the project should at least be 10%. We don't ask for 20% because we are a small country. And usually we are actually also involved into co-productions with three countries because of that percentage. And then we look into the creative and technical elements. And the way we evaluate the projects is that on one hand, a film consultant is looking into the script and to the potential of the team. And on the other hand, the production managers of the fund, they look into the production sides of the project and the financial sides, and they both hand in an advice, and I as the CEO have to take the decision if I'm going to follow their advice, if the advice matches, of course, and to take the decision on the projects that are going to be selected for funding.
And in terms of creativity, are you looking for something particular, especially here after we heard all these speeches this morning and you're going to hear more? Is there something that you really would really like to treat or co-produce, like a team or a story that you're still looking forward to doing?
Well, it's always funny to be here as a fund because, of course, you have your own things like, oh, this is a great project. But, of course, it's the producers who have to decide which projects they are going to select and to cooperate. So you have to back a little bit as a fund and just follow. And what is really interesting is that there's also quite a number of documentaries being presented here at a production platform. And in the Netherlands, we are actually sort of in the beginning of co-producing with documentaries. We already have a huge history in co-producing features, but for documentary, actually only starting. So that's, I think, really interesting that to see that there are so many nice projects on the documentary side where we maybe could be involved in.
Especially right now, especially in Italy, the documentary has been like it's living a new life.
In the Netherlands, we have a very strong documentary tradition, actually, up to last year, there was enough money available. There was no need to co-produce. So the public broadcasters and the fund were investing a lot into to documentary, but because we also had these great cuts on culture, there's not that much money available anymore now. And that's also why, we started already sort of stimulating producers, go and look outside our borders and try to team up. So we are already collaborating with the Flemish Audiovisual Fund. And every year we choose three documentaries to be co-produced together, and we actually did the same now during this year, 2014 and 2015, for the first time with the Norwegian Film Institute. And I hope this will sort of get them outside the borders and try to build up a network and see if co-production can be realized for documentaries too.
Thank you, Doreen Boonkamp, for being with us. And I hope to meet you at other festivals during other markets so you can tell me the development of the Netherlands Film Fund and your new projects.
I'm very happy to do so. Thank you very much.
And this was Chiara Nicoletti from When East Meets West for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.